So now here it gives about four abada simats according to the exam paper. How it's called? What is this? What do you call it?
Vinaya
notes.
Vinaya
notes. So then you can tell them if they want to write four abada simats as well, they can write an exam paper.
Uh-huh.
So, but I have no any
sources for that.
Source to support this that forest which is smaller than Satapadra can be regarded as Sima.
张老师关键的问题，就是这边关于那个无界界场的那个种类的问题，就是我们那个一户独放是三种，然后那个考试大纲是四种，他说那个是张老师目前先建议，就是大概大家在考试的时候，如果他出现这个问题，就是无界界场这个依据，你们还是答四种，但是他说他目前在律藏里面还没有找到，就是说这个就是森林界场，然后小于七阿巴塔的可以作为界场的这个依据，他说他还没有找到，但是你们考试会现在有答。
Sima is the Satapadra Sima, mm-hmm. and according to that, they measure this according to feet. Mm-hmm. So then, okay, they put 28 cubits, that's correct. Mm-hmm. According to the commentary, it's called 28, they call Ratanas. Ratanas means cubits, mm-hmm. measuring from this bone here mm-hmm. up to the tip of the middle finger. Mm-hmm. So, but now they measure into feet. How to convert to feet? I convert into, let me see.
Meters.
Yes, meters. Mm-hmm. My calculation is about centimeters. Varadhan is, on a cubit is 60 centimeters. And I started measuring meters.
One cubit is 60 centimeters?
60 centimeters.
Okay, okay.
So then... or 24 inches.
24 inches. Okay.
24 inches, if you measure in inches.
Okay.
Now, feet are measured inches, no? Mm-hmm. Inches. How 1 foot is about maybe 32 inches or like that.
1 foot is 32 inches.
32?
32, okay.
Okay, something like that. So, I did not measure according to that. It is, because the most common it is centimeters and meters.
Yes, yes.
So, but whatever the case is, now, you can explain to them. Two ways, whether they want to, the main thing is Ratana. It starts from Abandara, mm-hmm. it is 28 Ratanas, 28 cubits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they can measure if they like, one cubit is 24 inches or 60 centimeters.
Mm-hmm. I will skip the inches because the British measurement system is not used in
not used. Okay,
yes,
you can, okay.
Okay.
Because feet is also not used, no?
You the don't inches use. Feet also, all the British measurements is not used in China because it's not
yeah,
Commonwealth country.
张老师说，下面说，因为讲这个七阿巴塔这个这个计算长之前，首先跟大家讲一下关于这个阿邦塔的度量。他这个地方那个一户独特里边说，一个阿邦塔的等于28肘，28肘也就是28弯尺，肘肘就是弯尺的另外一种翻译。就是说从那个从肘到中指尖这个距离。然后，张老师如果说这个弯尺，它当然像严格说跟每个人那个手的长度都不太一样，但是他一般取一个弯尺等于60厘米。 然后，大家可以进一步把它那个，就是把这一个阿巴塔拉，也就是说28万尺，把它转化成那个厘米以及米，这样。
I don't know now, my calculation is different, this calculation is different. I have no idea who made these calculations.
So how is your calculation into
24 feet?
Meters.
98 meters.
98
put in brackets, 98 meters.
98 meters.
So then
one abandara.
This is because seven abandara is 98 meters.
Seven. This may be correct. I think. Let me see.
So then this is somehow according to my calculations.
According
to... different, because I follow the commentary, sub-commentary, I call it, Because we have the standard one qubit, how much we have one qubit, 60 centimeters, which is...
According to the Chinese translation of this book, it is around...
You multiply, I guess, one abandar is 28 qubits. Mm-hmm. One qubit is 60 centimeters. Uh-huh. If you multiply 28 by 60 centimeters, uh-huh. one abandar is called... Okay.
And then seven.
Then one abandar is 168 meters. 168. Multiply 28 by 60 centimeters.
28.
On a bandar is 28 qubits, no?
Ah, yes.
One qubit is 60. If you multiply 28 by 60,
mm-hmm. And then 7 abandar is?
Yes, how much do you get for on a bandar? One abandar is 28 qubits. Okay. And then, one qubit is 60. How okay. much you get for one abandar? How many centimeters?
1,680.
Yeah. Therefore, 1,680. Mm-hmm. If you convert this to meters, it is 160 meters. One abandar is 160 meters.
No, 1.68, no? It's,
1.68 meters?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's 16.8 actually.
No, we can, it's called 28 by, it's called, you might call it by 60, uh-huh. it comes to 1,680 centimeters.
Yes, that means 16.8 meters. 16.8 meters. Because 1 meter equals to 100 centimeters, not 1,000 centimeters, no?
So then 16.8 meters?
Yes.
meters?
Yes.
Okay, but he tells here how many? Oh, it's good. Then you multiply 6.8 meters
by 7.
With 7.
Mm-hmm. Then it's 117.6 meters.
17.6
meters.
Mm-hmm. So then, this is how we get. Therefore, now this is calculation, but he puts different figures. In your book, in the Vienna notes, there are different figures.
So I don't know how much is the figure there.
So then, anyway, these are just.
This is 98 meters. So maybe a difference comes from the measurement of qubit, I think. So let me check. I can search on the. So, Bhante, this is the article about the measurement of the qubit you can check.
What is biblical qubit? What is
it? Wikipedia. So, I think, anyway, 60 meters is too much for a qubit. Usually, they suggest 60. You say 1 qubit is the 60 centimeters, but according to this article, I think it's too much. Either it was for ancient Greece or ancient Rome is too much. Even now, they're taking around 44, I think.
Not 44 centimeters?
Yes, maybe something. You can check this article. There's a very detailed explanation there.
Biblical good. Approximately, what's called 400 millimeters, 18 inches.
That means somewhere around.
About 45 centimeters?
Yes, something like that. But anyway, in any system, 60 meters is too much.
So now, you see, now this is, it is from this elbow, no? I don't know what they mean qubit, because we measure from here to this point, no? Mm-hmm. Now if you measure this one, so how many centimeters do you have?
I don't know.
This can't be 400, what's called, less than 1.5 meter.
I don't know.
You can measure your hand, is it?
Well, I don't have a ruler, but do you have a ruler?
You have to have a ruler.
Yes.
It is approximately 6, can put 55 or 60, something like that.
But it's not less than 1.5 meters, you mean?
But because now it depends which finger you take. If you take the qubit up to here, uh-huh. Okay, up to here, from here to here, it is less.
Uh-huh.
So it depends how they calculate it, you see.
Okay.
The way we calculate is different.
Okay, let me check.
So then, anyway, you should not get lost into
okay, numbers.
So then, because I think, let me see, if I check here, qubit, okay.
Okay, Bhante, I understand why the book took the number as 98.
Huh?
I understand why they took the number of qubits as 98 meters. Because they take qubits as 50 meters. 50 centimeters.
50 centimeters?
Yes, if you take 50 centimeters, then you get 98.
maybe, I don't know. So, anyway, this is somehow...
Exactly.
Are you not working again? So then, alright, and then what he tells them, it is Anapandra is 28 feet, 98 meters.
Yes.
That in the wilderness, a radius of 20 feet. He's taken in symmetry. 98 meters. It's about 100 meters.
Yes, around
100 meters. What is called in So, all right, then, what to do? If you want to accept that, you can accept that, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then I will just a little bit explain to them how this resulting in Vinay knows.
Okay, you can explain.
Okay. 首先给大家讲一下，就是那个记忆考试大纲，大家看一下那个记忆考试大纲里边，他说那个七亚巴塔，七亚巴塔的是那个98米，对吧？对，98米。他说那如果这样的话，他是这样算，他是把一个万尺当成半米。
一万尺当成半米，然后一万尺当成半米的话，那个，阿什巴万尺，大概就是十四米，然后七亚巴塔就是九十八米，这样，它是这样算出来的。然后大张老他刚他数据和这不太一样，是因为他把那个万尺当成六十厘米，所以说可能算出来那个七亚巴塔来回大一点。嗯，他这个一霍杜托上面也是50，40几。嗯，不同算式。有霍杜托的话，其实他我不知道他具体能数据是怎么算出来的。他二十八万尺等于13.65。不是，一霍杜托的话，实际上他最后算的还是会那个小一点。一霍杜托他算的七亚巴塔，大概是95.2米，比那个还要小一些。不是，他不是这样，这不是一霍杜托算，这是那个密集分子他算的。哦。一霍杜托他没有说公尺这样。一霍杜托的公尺。一霍杜托的公尺。
Okay, they understand that. Now they understand.
So then, alright, this is about that measurements now. Mm-hmm. Okay, now. Then the next is if we take Aranya, which is smaller than Satapandara, then the 40 says there is only thing. The 40 is maybe smaller means how much smaller? 50 meters? 25 meters? It is not mentioned. How much smaller? So then, therefore, now I am not sure about this Aranya Sima. How to. So we usually have 100 meters. 100 meters, how much? It is less than 100 meters. How much? 50 meters, 25 meters, 10 meters, 5 meters? It is not mentioned how much to mention this, to measure this Aranya Sima. Therefore, I can't comment about that. I can't comment.
Okay, I will tell them. I will tell them.
然后他在这个律项里边又找不到原点的依据，所以说他们在这块上就不做任何评论。
Okay.
So then, the next is what we'll see about Uttakukepa Sima. This is Gota Sima, all right? So this Gota Sima can be taken as call can be appointed or like that, not authorized, means we don't usually we can make small authorization because this can be appointed within a water body. Mm-hmm. There are different water bodies. Mm-hmm. We'll explain what these water bodies are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
他说那个水上机场，它是在那个水体上面建立的。然后我们下面要介绍，就是这些水体是哪些水体。Okay,
so that is can be river.
嗯，可以是河流。Can
be river, can be the sea, that means ocean, sea. Can be also a lake.
嗯，可以是海洋或者湖泊。
So therefore, now if we enter the monks, okay, you can tell.
I told you already, as you speak, I also.
So then, now if the monks decide to go to the river, mm-hmm. That's called, and the river is overflowing with water, they can take a boat.
Uh-huh.
A boat going to the river. So, and then they have to stabilize the boat, because mm-hmm. If there is a flow of the river, the boat might move.
Uh-huh.
They have first to stabilize it with they can do, take it with a long stick like that. They can put on the ground and hold the stick so that the boat is not moving.
What if it is moving? If the boat is moving, then the vinayaka is not very different.
Yes, but I explain why.
Okay. 嗯，他说那个是，比方说你要在水体上建立机场的话，首先这个太阳在那个太阳上，因为自然水体你要上一个船上去。 然后上船建立一下，然后下一步你要把那个船给固定住，用比方说按一些木桩之类的东西把那个船固定住。Okay,
so it should not be moving because, let's see, here's the boat. Okay, say here's the boat. So the water flows this side to that side. We have to stabilize it because we have to take water with a hand,
mm-hmm.
okay, and throw to the right, to the front, as called to the left, and behind,
mm-hmm.
3 points. So according to the cardinal point, to the cardinal directions, if uh-huh. it is the east, we must know where the east is,
uh-huh.
all right? So I've, therefore a monk has to take water
uh-huh.
with his hand and throw as uh-huh. much as he can.
Uh-huh.
So when the water falls, uh-huh. this is called Udagukepa,
uh-huh.
means the water falls, that is an emitter.
Uh-huh.
That will be like an emitter, a mark.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Every mark, you know, up to that mark, we should not move to that mark. We should stand here.
Mm-hmm.
The same way in the front,
mm-hmm.
we should make a mark, mm-hmm. how much the area were within these marks.
Mm-hmm.
So these marks actually are not fixed because the water moves, finish.
Mm-hmm.
But all the marks have to see at least whether the water has fallen. Mm-hmm. All right? So then in front and also the left and also from behind
mm-hmm.
to throw water, and we know now this is the territory we appointed.
But okay. At which point should they throw the water? In the middle of the boat or at one edge of the boat?
As called, it should be now, for example, as called, if the monk is sitting like that, so the monk who is throwing, he should not be in the middle himself, in the middle of the group of monks.
Uh-huh.
He should be in the edge. In the edge of the group of monks.
Uh-huh.
Okay, for example, here were these many monks, no?
Okay.
Here. Okay? Mm-hmm. How many monks they sit on the boat? So they have to stabilize the boat with a
stick.
Mm-hmm. So that the boat does not move. Mm-hmm. Okay, because of the flow. So, and then one monk has to take water. Now, for example, this monk has to take water and throw. If the water falls here, this will be, let's see, the east direction. Okay, we know in this direction, this will be the point when the water falls. So, the same monk has to go here, somehow in this point, let me see, has to move here.
The edge.
That's called the
Okay. Hatapasa.
That's called, and then he has to throw water there.
Okay,
this is the next point.
But shouldn't he throw water in this direction also? Because,
In the middle direction, you don't say. Only east, north, west.
Okay, only four directions enough.
Four directions. No need to other directions.
Okay.
So, and then he has to come, the same monk has to come this side. So, and throw water from this side.
Okay.
The same monk has to come from this side, he has to throw water from here to this side.
This distance has to be one hatapasa.
Yes, there should be hatapasa within hatapasa because the space is so small.
Okay. And then the actual sima is considered like this. Okay.
Yeah, the sima will be like that. So then you can put blue color. So this will be the sima like that. Okay.
Okay.
So, and then you will stay within this area as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Although, now, after you throw the water, as for that monk, after a few seconds it disappears.
Yes, but...
It does not stay.
Yeah.
But monks know now that actually we have, this is the area usually we stay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is the mark also to show that we are within the water. Now, for example, if the boat is too close to the land, and you throw water, so this water falls on the land. Okay, this indication we are still not far away from land. We should be far now and far away from land, so that the water does not fall on land. It should fall into water.
Okay,
all right. Okay. If you can see, and then if you throw, for example, water, it should fall on water. It should not fall on land. It should not fall on grass. It should not fall on other material. It should fall on water. Then we know that we are within the water. We are not, connected with land.
Okay, but that is
why we throw the water. It is not because we want to have a fixed point there, to have it. We know that the water is falling within the water.
Okay.
That is indication we are not in the land.
Okay.
We are in the water.
Okay. So there is no need for anybody to stay there and keep a floating marker, and it's not necessary.
Nothing.
Okay.
I'm telling you, this is the intention. It is not just to put a fixed point there.
Okay. We are far from the land.
Put like a nail like that.
Okay.
It is so that we are far from land.
Okay.
That the water, we are within the water.
Okay.
And then the throw should be somehow in like that. As much as you can.
Okay.
As much as you can.
Okay.
Therefore, the distance of land, we should be somehow far from the land.
Okay.
In order to do so.
Okay.
So that the water we take with a hand, or with a cup, you can take with a cup also.
Uh-huh.
If you throw it like that, the water will fall within water. It won't fall in land.
Okay. 然后他这个点就是大概正好一米这个点之后，他再往北扔水，然后水落的这个点呢，就是在北方这个点，然后同样的西边两边这样都扔了四个点。
然后这四个点它所形成这个区域就是水上现场区域。他说这个实际上你扔出这个点，他说你扔出这个点之后，实际上这个范儿很快就消失了，然后他们也不会派人在那里作为记号。然后他说因为对水上现场来说，这个关键问题并不在于距离，而在于确保你这个水上现场已经远离陆地了，就保证你这个水扔出之后，你这个水仍然是落在水体上面，而不是说你这个水已经落到陆地上面。如果落到陆地上面，说明你这个是那个你这个
水上现场。落到陆地上就不是水上现场，
对，就不能算水上现场。所以说就是扔这个水的目的就是确保这个水上现场范围一定是在水体上，离这个陆地要有足够的距离，就是这样。
然后那四个多随便定一下是吗？
你只要那么穿固定住就可以。那个四个桩跟这个现场范围没有任何关系。
那四个桩定的是就是实地的那个。
对对对，水底。
You're talking about the stick.
He's asking about the stick.
You forgot it.
I didn't forget.
So, after, of course, that has been established, as called the throne, that's why we call it Udakukeba. Ukeba means you lift the water and throw it, or throw the water. So, are you talking about the land, no?
Yes.
You said you have somehow far from land.
Yes.
So,once it's established, now the monks can start reciting Padmore.
Alright? 他说像那个，他说这正是因为他用水那个这个确立建厂方式是用那个投水的方式，所以说这种建厂被称为投水所及建厂。然后他说这种建厂建立之后呢，那个僧众就可以坐在里边诵经。
And then they can stay there after they finish Padmore. That sima is cancelled. It's no more. After the Padmore Upasana is finished.That sima is cancelled.
There's no ritual called samohana or something. Is this samohana? Samohana? It's not necessary to do any samohana. No.
nothing there. It's very simple. Very simple, just to throw the water, I call, to make sure that we are far from land. That is the only, I call, condition.
Okay.
To start the vinayakama.
Okay.
The opposite. You can make...Upasamata Vinayagama also.
Yes.
Any Vinayagama you can make here, you can tell them.
Okay.
So then it is not only for Uposada, it is only for any Vinayagama. So they can carry Upasamata ordination on the boat.
Yes.
So any Vinayagama, Parivasa, Manata, Abhana, everything can do it here. So after that Vinayagama finishes, that Sima is automatically cancelled.
Okay.他那个张老说这个水上现场，它不仅仅可以用于送谢，它可以用于一切那个干嘛，包括打赏，那个都可以在水上现场里面做。而且这个水上现场用完之后不需要解戒，就是你这干嘛一结束，它那个自动解戒了，就这样。
一次性的
，然后下次你要的重新那个重新结界也可以，对。对，重新结界，但是不需要结界很简单，因为它这个不需要那个一个个标界箱，只是那个。
So easy, no?
Very
easy. Are you sure? Never done before. Very difficult.
But the most important
thing is to balance on the board.
Yes, fixed vessel and stable. Fixed vessel and stable.
So he's asking.
Small, very difficult to balance.
So he's asking that, well, throwing the water, the duty monk, is it necessary for the duty monk to chant some Kamavacha? Well, throwing the water, is it necessary for the duty monk to chant some Kamavacha?
No, Kamavacha is not necessary, because actually they have to mention the directions. Puratimaya disaya aya utakukepo. Means, we tell it. It's not necessary, it's not mentioned in the text, but usually we tell that in the direction, this is the water throw. This is the water throw in the east direction. And then in the north, south, and so forth, you have three cardinal points, four cardinal points only. He has to tell that every man can listen. Now, these texts are not mentioned anything like that. But I mean, in the practical way, you usually say it.
说那个三藏里边说并没有要求让你念任何干嘛文，但是当时他们实际做的时候，一般的时候就会说一句话，往东边扔水的时候他就会说这是往东边扔水，往西边扔水的时候这是往西边扔水，就说这一句话就行了。但是这个并不是律藏要求的。对，
那个他那个石子比中间船上的这个人中间是可以变化的，是
什么意思？
就是说结好以后，这个人可以来回的变化，就是 换几个人，换几个人上。
他的意思说他上过换批的吗？几批批，是每次都要再提一次戒。
He's asking that, is it possible to alter the monks in the boat? That means, because even now you can see, while doing this upasamatakam, this monks may come in groups. Maybe within the first kama, there's one group of monks. Next kama, another group of comes. Another group of monks. Is it possible? Means
during the same Vinaya Karma, is it possible to change the monks? For example, this monk becomes tired or becomes too sick, and then we takes another monk from the shore to make up for the number.
No, you can't change it. It's called this monk. One on the boat should stay till the end of the ceremony. The opposite Vinaya Karma finishes.
Okay.
If one of them falls sick in the boat, they have to go to the boat and so on. Then they have to go, they establish a new sima, they have to start again. If they move from this area, for example, with the boat, they have to move the boat, finish. All the Vinaya Karma is cancelled. Because they have to remain this area and so forth as long as the Vinaya lasts. So if they move the boat, other monkeys are not going to jump and so forth. So then if they move the boat towards the land and they come again, they have to re-establish the sima again. That Vinaya Karma is cancelled.
Okay, then in this Yogashrama practice, for example, now three groups of monks a group of three monks comes each time for this upasamatakama. A group of three monks, these candidates, upasamatakama candidates. They come in three. Like,
there are samanas, there are bhikkhus. The bhikkhus usually stay.
Uh-huh.
As called Indra Sima.
Uh-huh.
All the kamavacha acharyas.
Uh-huh.
As soon as you go to the sima, they stay inside the sima. They don't go up and down, coming with the boat.
Yes, but the samanas can come.
Uh-huh. Can come in. They are samanas.
Uh-huh.
They can join.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they can come in samanas.
Uh-huh.
But other bhikkhus and so forth. I call it. This is not common.
Okay, so anyway, this Kamacharyas cannot during this one Vinaya Karma. That means this group of three monks, they have to finish their upasamana, and then only this acharya can be for rest or something. And then the next group is samanera comes, something like that.
Yes, they can leave actually, they have to leave with another boat. No, this boat can't move. This is what I'm telling you. If they move this boat, finish, or everything is cancelled. They can use another boat.
Uh-huh. But during one Vinaya Karma, they can leave with another boat. During one Vinaya Karma, during
after the Vinaya Karma finishes,
they can leave with another
boat. They can stop the Vinaya Karma, and then can leave with another boat, and they can come.
Okay.
But this boat has not to move, they can't move.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can't move this boat. Once you move this, finish, the whole sima is cancelled.
Sure. 他说是这样，就是比方说我就以达上人干嘛为例，你们去见过那个达上人干嘛，他是比方说一次啊，你们没有见过，他是这样，就是比方说那个三个人，他参加过对吧，比方说你一次去三个上人啊，然后那个这达上人就为三个上人来念这个达上干嘛为对吧，然后就比方说你在这三个人达上，这就算是一次干嘛，然后下一批三个人就算另外一次干嘛。在这个干嘛期间，你任何人是不能离开的。就是说你那个给达上那个当场老师，任何人不可以离开，不管什么事儿，你都不可以离开这条船。然后这三个人，比方说这三人达上完了之后，在下一次上之前，你可以去休息。但是有一点，你离开这个时候，你要离开这个船上岸，你不能让这个船靠岸，你不能动这个船，你必须是从岸上再派一条船过来。就那个靠近这条船，然后他上这个小船，然后再回到岸上，然后再到岸上再回来，是这样。但这个船本身不能，这个船只要一动，你这个到时候再回来的时候是重新进行那个安利水安利。
那个船超过这个水上图的界场范围无所谓，只要靠过去就可以了。
你说哪个船是从
对来接换两艘船，它进去
无所谓。那无所谓，实际上都是进去，你最后看来它都是靠近的，靠上去的。
哦，
对。OK。
就
比库
不能动，人三个人可以换
来
换去，就这个概念。
比库也可以的，你三个人弄完了以后，下一波没上来之前，
我说的是上面大长老的人，
对对，
一直要一直坐在那里。
也不是，你要是病了的话，比方说三个人弄完了，他是一次干嘛？然后下面三个人上来之前，
三位大长老也可以换。
也可以换，但是那是一次伽马之中不能换，
嗯，
一次伽马结束以后下一次伽马那个可以。
他一次伽马结束以后接也就不用的重新接接，
除非你就你要不要保证它不能动，然后那个
就不动的话就不需要接接。
对，不需要。
也就是说，这个自动接接是指的是这个船离开这个界的，只要它离开这个界的话，它就自动接接，是这个意思。
我再跟他确认一下。
So he's asking that, now this group of three candidates is considered as one vinayakama, and then the next group of three candidates is considered as the second vinayakama. Second vinayakama. So that means between these two kinds of vinayakamas, this sema is not automatically cancelled because the mantras are still there.
Yes, because they don't move, no. They don't move, the mantras are still there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, and then during the make nyati,
mm-hmm.
nyati and the kamavacha and so, during that period when they chant,
mm-hmm.
they know aramang should end, go and so forth. After the kamavacha is finished, okay, the vinayakama is finished.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some monks, of course, if they like, they can go out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some monks, and they new monks can come.
Mm-hmm.
They join for the next vinayakama.
Mm-hmm.
But this area is there. Alright? This boat does not move. The boat does not move. This is important.
So the important thing is the boat does not move.
The boat does not move.
Even if all the monks have left. But the boat didn't move.
No. If all monks leave, you have to finish. It's called, they decide to finish the vinayakama.
Uh-huh.
That means the sema is finished, cancelled.
So the sema, cancelling of the sema is
still... Four monks should be there. Four monks should be there. And then the sema is still valid. Four months, okay? So if more monks won't join after the Vinayakama, one Vinayakama takes place,
okay.
Finishes, two more monks join, okay, for the next Vinayakama. Still, the sema is valid.
So the validity of the sema depends on two conditions. One is that at least 4 months are there. The other is that the boat cannot move.
Yeah.
Okay. 他说是这样的，就比方说你那个你第一次伽马结束之后，你要保证至少还有四个比库那个在那上面，然后你不能说就是走至少留四个比库，这是其一，其二就是这个过程当中它不能动，只要
是说这个范围内一定要保证有至少四位的比库，
对，你要保证四位比库，
如果是少于四位，它就自动 remove，
对，然后船不能动，这是第二个。
Usually I tell you this is usually for 24 hours。
Oh,
usually 24 hours.
Okay. Usually, this is usual, but it's not according to...
I guess even in Galbuve, they try to finish before the dawn time.
Uh-huh.
Before the dawn time, they have to finish all the vinayakamas.
Uh-huh.
The pasambata and so on. They have to finish before the dawn time.
Uh-huh.
And after the dawn and so on, they have to depart. They have to leave this. This means it becomes invalid.
Why is that? Is it within the text also?
It is like that, I don't know what it's called, they do that. But it is not for permanent, it's not permanent. It's not permanent. They have to finish the vinayakama as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they start in the afternoon, immediately after lunch, they have to start.
Uh-huh.
Until before dawn, they have to finish, before dawn time.
Okay.
So,
sure.
For the next day, before the next day starts.
他说是在我们这排船程里边，一般来说水上现场就是一般规定，他说水上现场有效时间24小时，一般所以说一般来说这个达上伽马他们是在那个第二天冥想之前要结束，一般是第一天中午吃完饭开始，然后第二天冥想之前那个要结束，然后第二天冥想之后呢，他们可能水上现场要出现了一点。
哦，That's why because this is also ecoposal. It says also ecoposal. It's for anoposal. That means if today is a posal day, let me.Then during the night time you can make uposatha. Up to the dawn time you can make uposatha anytime. But after dawn time arises, the uposatha finishes. The uposatha day is finished.
Uh-huh.
So therefore this is ekuposatha. That is taking from that account, we say that we have to finish everything before dawn. After dawn, this is not ekuposatha. You can't make another uposatha, another. Therefore this cancels automatically.
他说这样做依据，说是因为那个《余惑度脱》里边说，就是说这种无限界场是为一个无波萨他日而做的。那么一个无波萨他日，他最多也只能延续一天，所以说他们就认为一般水上界场最多有24小时。
哦，第二天他重新再接见
啊？
第二天重新再接见？
第二天明天出现以后重新接见。
哦，
关键他那个就是说船体的移动是指那木桩、四木桩任意一个移动，还是指他这个就是说这个船在这个木桩中间就飘动？
So he's asking that the moving of the boat, that means the moving of the stick, or the moving of the a shifting of the book in the, within this fixed range or something.
Range?
Range means that this whole area, means that he's asking that what is considered as the moving of the boat? The moving of the stick or the shaking of the boat within this range or something?
The boat should not shake at least. If it shakes to the left, to the right, and so on that side, it means it goes beyond the boundary.
But within this boundary, within the boundary, you cannot shake?
You can actually know. It would be usually, if it is more marks, no? Mm-hmm. Or max, if the boat is quite big, they have to put one stick here, maybe another stick here. Mm-hmm. So to stabilize it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes anchor is also used.
Anchor, okay.
Okay, so that the boat, but it is not reliable, anchor is not reliable. Mm-hmm. They usually have to do with sticks, to fix it with sticks. There's a bamboo stick, or something like that, okay. Bamboo, or something like that. They have to stick to, and one man has to hold it. Or they can employ also labor. Okay. But these lay people have to sit behind Hatapasa. For example, if the monks are here, alright, mm-hmm. and layman sits here, mm-hmm. it's behind Hatapasa, he can actually put the stick like that, so the boat is not moving. And another layman, let's see, is here in front, mm-hmm. he sits also behind Hatapasa, mm-hmm. and he puts another stick there. And then two sticks are good enough.
But in the Gaudiya or in the Gaudiya ordination, I didn't see anybody putting the stick there.
No, this is not the boat.
That is not the boat.
It's not. I'm explaining with the boat. Oh. We can make a house also inside the river. Oh. That is a house.
That is a house.
Yes. Okay. It is a house within the river.
I thought it was a boat.
You confuse this. I'm telling you just a boat. We can have a house. You can actually, I will tell you other ways how to do it. Uddhokkhepasimha, there are many ways how to do the Uddhokkhepasimha. So then, while standing you can do it.
Okay.
While standing, you don't need a boat, there are explanations. So therefore now, in Galdhubi is different. Galdhubi is usually in the river. So then they have put a house. They put, now if they, let me see, I will show you how it is. Okay, sponge. Now, if it is a river like that, okay, they put pillars, wooden pillars, under the water, okay? So, these pillars might be above the water like that. And they put platform, wood, everything with wood. And above the platform, they put walls, okay? Mm-hmm. And they put window, and they put some the door. So, and then monks, they come with a boat, here, what? Some steps. Mm-hmm. So, and then the monks can climb here, go inside the house. It's a house. Okay, there are four pillars, not two, I can't four pillars. So then the monks can, and then they remove this, there's a small ladder, no? Uh-huh. They remove this, after they go in, so that they remove the ladder, and the monks are sitting inside. They sit inside, they make the vinayagam inside. This is what it is, it's a house. It's not a boat, and this is permanent house. Permanent means they never, it is for years and years.
So this sima is never cancelled?
No. As soon as the Vinayakama finishes, the monks go out.
Okay.
Even before dawn, it can cancel.
Oh. So, but for this kind of thing, it will never move. It will not move. So we don't have the problem.
No, it doesn't move. This is fixed because they won't make upasama the Vinayakama.
Okay.
And they take about how many amount of monks? You remember we have been in boat. Yes. You think it's not a boat?
Because I thought the house is shaking a little bit. Maybe it's my illusion.
So then, maybe illusion, maybe, I don't know. It can be, I don't know, because maybe these two old sometimes feel us.
If
many monks are there, sometimes also you can feel some shaking.
Okay.
Because some planks are not whole balance, blanks. They are made of blanks. Now the ground is made of blanks. So if one monk steps there, they can feel the blank goes up.
So that's why I'm feeling for both of them. 因为张老板刚刚说你比方说你在这个他说是神因为你问的问题是个船的移动是吧他说在这个在你这个过程中要保证这个桩和船都不能移动所以说一般如果是船的话你要在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在在 距离在三重一里之外，不，那个一个圣人所及之外。然后他说，那个实际上我们这片那个做这个干嘛的时候，他实际上不是在船上做，是在水上一个房子，他那个房子那底下有柱子，那这样，然后这那个柱子有一部分是露出水面的。然后他那个你上去的时候，他有个浮梯嘛，就是说你一个小船过来搭一个浮梯到这房子上面，然后那个这船员上去，然后那个小船再把浮梯一撤，然后再离开。
那浮梯的作用是不跟水。
浮梯的作用是你从小船那个上这个房子，
你说不跟水，为什么不跟这水面接触？就是使那房子不跟水面接触，是吗？
对对，完全没有跟水面接触，就只是个柱子跟水接触，它只是跟柱子接触而已。
柱子，
你看这个图，你看图，这个这地方是水面，它所以说这个房子整个它没有跟水面任何接触。
So now is the water touch is no problem.
No problem.
No problem. Touching the water is no problem. Sometimes the water flows up of the river. It can come. Can sometimes it is flooded. The house is flooded. Yeah, that doesn't matter. So then, if the water touches and so forth, no problem.
他说，他说
main thing is that it is not connected with land.
他说即使这个地板都被水给淹没了都无所谓。关键在于你这个水上现场不能跟陆地有任何联系，哪怕你这地板都被水淹了都可以。
就是说这个河底不算陆地是吗？
he's asking the riverbed is not considered as land. Riverbed in this case. Riverbed is not considered as
land. No. The water is flowing now.
Yes.
What's called?
那个什么问题就是上次我们不是这个水上街场嘛，然后呢有一个打上了，后来觉得水上街场出现了一些事情，就是重新打上嘛，把街呢全部砍掉，它是什么原因？
那个是我后来跟你说，它是因为一个旗，它是因为那个它那个离岸离得比较近，然后可能一个绳一个旗那个一个
这些，是不是就是我们原来那个街场这个位置？
好像不是，因为之前不是那个是十多年以前发生的，对，是。He's asking about the incident around 10 years ago that reordination of many bhikkhus. Because of that incident, some flags or some spring connected to the shoreline. I will explain that to him. That is not the topic of our class. I will explain that to him. That is not the topic of our class.
yes, should not connect with land.
Yes.
Okay, I told you no, should not connect with land. Now let's see if the land is here. Yeah, it's land, okay. Okay, okay, there's land. So then, and there is a rope here like that, or something like that. Connect with land. Okay? So this connection makes the land and the water to be connected. Therefore now, the Vinaya Gaman becomes invalid.
But how is that possible that this is longer than throwing water the distance? This length of the road?
There is no space here. Okay, actually, there is no space. I'm telling you, so water they throw it here. Okay, when they throw water, it may fall here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so then, and then this lot, what's called, some many meters away. And this house is 10 meters in Galbuvi. You have to go by boat. You can't walk inside the river.
Uh-huh.
So it is quite far from land.
Yes.
But what happened that day, as called, they forgot, they put flags, decorations, okay?
Yes, yes.
So after they removed some decorations, they forgot to remove another rope, which was connecting, as called, from here, to the land. With some flags. They forgot to remove. And this connection is also the rope, very long.
Uh-huh.
They forgot to remove it. And they make the Vinaya Gaman and so forth, and ultimately they found out later on that it was connected.
So this is actually some kind of string with flags.
Strings, flags, and so okay. whatever. Okay. Any rope, anything.
Okay.
So, and this is why after the discovery and so forth, it was too late, and they ordered Upasamada Vinaya Karma finish. So, and then they have to repeat the whole Vinaya Karma, because after several years ago. So therefore now, main thing is that it is not connected by lamps, in any way. So that's why it becomes Buddha Bhukhe Pasima. If it is connected with lamps, by a rope, or maybe a branch of, or a branch of a tree, for example, connects, touches a branch, whatever the case is,
So, the Vinaya Karma becomes inert. 他说那年的情况实际上是，就是他们那年就是因为他们，你看他们有些用那个旗做装饰，他那个旗的话，他不是用一根线那个拴很多旗吗？他们可能那个他们有那年有人把那个线从岸上拉到船上，弄很多旗，然后后来他忘了把那个线给撤掉，然后发现的时候那伽马已经结束了，所以说这个伽马无效，所以说最后要重新做。然后不光是旗，他说哪怕两手人是按照一个树枝，碰到水上线上都是不可以的，就是必须保证跟那个水上线上跟陆地是完全隔离的。
但是当时不是有争议，他说有的人说这个戒指伽马是可以有效的，后来也有人说是无效的，后来不是有很多人瓦萨度很高，全部是几个瓦萨都不算的。
对啊，不会没有瓦萨，我最多也就五个瓦萨，因为他那个1226年那个。
反正瓦萨，
对，最多
也就五个瓦萨就不让了。
对。
So, therefore, we must be careful when we make these Vinaya Karmas. So, no connection there. The same applies with land also, with land Sima. Therefore, now we have a Sima which on land, like this new Sima we have here. You must make sure that it's not connected with cables, with branches of trees, and so forth, should be clean. And also, we have to remove the webs. There are webs.
Okay.
So then the whole building should not be connected with the Gamma Sima. Means the other territories.
Okay.
So this is not only water, we make on land also to make sure that everything is not connected with another Sima. Because now, you see, this is Gamma Sima. Land is Gamma Sima. This is Nadi Sima, it is water Sima. So these two things should not be connected. Once we make the throne of the water around, so what we ask for, our Sima should not be connected with that.
他说这个，所以说我们做这种伽马事非常小心，就是说不能让这个戒场跟陆地有任何连接。他说不光水上戒场是这样，就是哪怕是陆上戒场，你也要保证它不能跟外面的戒场，也就是说跟外面戒场之外那个地方有任何连接，不管这个你是跟那个电线连在一起，还是跟树枝连在一起，还是跟蜘蛛网连在一起，都是不可以的。所以在那个做伽马之前，一定要保证这些东西都已经去掉。
Applies also land buildings. No, did you tell me?
Yes, that's what I was
saying. It's called webs.
Yes, very webs.
Everything to build one.
Yes, no.
Sometimes, from land, some monks they put a bridge.
Bridge, okay.
Yeah, they put some bridge, okay. So don't go by boat. Now, in Kalduva they go by boat,
yes,
okay, because it's quite far. Sometimes they put a bridge. So, and then the monks can walk. And go inside the building. But in that case, what they do it is, as called, they have a kind of disconnecting point. For example, here, the bridge, 2 points, they remove this. And then the half of the bridge is this side, and the other is here, and this is empty. When they make the Vinaya Karma, they have to disconnect. So, in that case, they remove, that's called, they are planks, they remove the planks. And then, disconnection is there. So, therefore, this belongs to the Gamma Sima, this belongs to the, that's called. When they throw the water might fall here. Okay? Therefore, up to here, it's still water. But not from there.
Okay. 他说在那个我们总部搭船的时候，他说是用船把你运放上。他说有一些人可能是从岸上，如果其他的话，可能用岸上搭一个浮桥。从浮桥上面一直走到水上方面，但这样的话，你在那个伽马事件之前，他把这个浮桥，它中间设两个断点的话，然后中间这块变成活动的，所以说他在那个做这个伽马事件，他把这中间两个断点这块给移掉，然后这样这个桥就断了。然后说，然后断开之后呢，这个桥这边这部分，它是在那特殊锁机范围之内，然后这部分已经是在外面结场，然后这样就可以保证这个结场仍然不跟陆地有任何连接。
There are many, many other ways how we can make it, but main thing is we don't connect the water sinha with the gamma sinha. Okay.
而那个，这实际上还有很多其他做法，但是主要关注的点就是不要让这个结结场跟陆跟陆地有任何连接。Another
thing is now how we can make opposite or new hand standing in the water. Now the river, the height of the river, if it is for example up to this one touches our rope.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's go. Now we usually going where the rope is about 8 fingers down. So if the water is this height, it touches our rope, then you can go inside the river and make the and then throw water around us, and again make a utakukebasima, and we don't move. So and we make uposala or any vinaya. So that it can be done actually now like that. This is the river. Okay. This is the bottom of the river, all right? Then the monks can go here, like that. Can stand like that, okay. Standing, they can actually make the sima.
Okay.
The water, it is the height of the water is up to this level. It means up to this level. It be higher, no problem.
Higher, no problem. But can that be lower? Okay.
Lower means it should not be up to the angle.
Okay. Angle.
So, then we know that we are standing within the water.
Okay,
you can explain. Why monks can standing like that? Okay. How many monks? Never mind. So maybe 10 monks altogether. They should be hatapasa. And they should throw water around. And then they can recite the parimok or do some other vinayaka.
他说这个那个比方说你送那个送夜水也可以那个在自己在喝水喝如果喝就是这个喝水深度喝水的话你也可以在那个喝水里边进行他是这样的就是说比方说你那个水的高度大概到这个位置到你加上最下面这个位置的话就可以在水上就是到你加上最下面这个位置的话就可以在水上进行他说但是最低不能矮于你们那个脚踝的位置不能比脚踝位置在但是比脚踝高的话都可以。
对，然后的话，比方说你们十个人站在一起，然后每个人距离在一个一个人所及内，然后你们就可以像刚才那样偷水嘛，四个方向偷水，然后建立界限，那个建立界，然后这送界就可以了。哦，这个，
这个水是一定是天然的还是人工的？
So he's asking that this kind of water body must be natural or artificial is also allowed?
No, all should be natural.
All should be natural, 必须天然。
叫天然，人工的水是什么？
游泳池，
它应该是天然的水，对不对？人工湖。So
it can be stream, stream as well. Some streams they don't need to follow the river like Ganges river like this or Jing. What is it? Chinese river?
Changjiang or something. Okay. They're asking about reservoir. They're asking about reservoir and swimming pool.
Not allowed. All artificial.
Even reservoir is not allowed.
It's artificial
main
things are not allowed.
Okay, okay.
不管水不管游泳池都不可以。是智慧的问题。以前我说的就是，他为什么现在一定要分开这个传统文化，现在实用的价值是在哪里？就是这么分，不能跟陆地接触这种规定呢？ 它的实用价值是什么作用？还是佛陀为什么就是说这个是根据传统呢，还是根据这个实际的实用价值？So
he's asking practically why this water sima cannot connect with land.
For what purpose the Lord Buddha laid down this rule?
Because two simas cannot be sambandha, connection to simas. Otherwise, that's why the simana. Okay? Simana. So now, the same way now, for example, if you... countries, they also have countries, no? They have the countries, they have the boundary. Okay? So then, either you belong to this country or belong to the other country. Right? So, therefore, you can't be in the middle, on the border. You can't stay in the border. If you, for example, as a, let's see, China is connected with somehow India. So either you are in India border or Chinese border. So then, therefore now, in the same way, in this Vinaya, we must know in whose border you are. Either this Gama Sima or Udukagipa Sima. And these two Simas should be well demarked, should be demarcation. So if we determine, for example, Udukagipa Sima, we must know that we are standing within the water. We don't stand within land, within Gama Sima. Therefore, the way you determine plays a role for us to identify where we stand. Therefore, if we determine it's a water sima, we should stand within water, should not mix it with Gama Sima. So, therefore, this is to avoid any clarity and confusion.
他说这个问题是这样，比方说他是为了明确这个界限，比方说两个国家之间，你应该也非常明确界限，比方说你有中国和印度之间，你要么你在中国这一侧，要么你在印度这一侧，不能说你这两个国家有个中间界限，你不能不存在那个中间地带这一说，所以说他这个地方也是一样的，就是说你界场和界场之外的区域要有个明确的，要有个明确界限，你不能说那个你由一个地方是在这个界场和这个和那个界场之外的地带之间。
这个这种这种东西不能存在，但是你比方说你如果有个地方像莲花，你就没法发生这个明确界限，就容易造成混乱，就是为区别不同团体而生动，就是你是你，你是你，他不一定是生动，他那个外面不一定是生动，就是说区别，长老的意思就是区别界场那个不同区域，这个界场和其他区域就是不能有任何的混乱，是长老这么说的。
So if we want to make sima on land, for example, there is different procedure. In water, we have different procedure. Therefore, these two procedures should not be mixed, should not be confused.
但大家需要注意一下，就是说这个路上界场和水上界场按理的方式是不一样的，大家不要被搞混。
So now regarding throwing water, now let's see, here's the land, okay? Land. So the river stops here and the monk stands here. If he, the monk throws water, it should fall inside the water. So it should not fall on land. Therefore, the should be, monk should be several meters away from the land.
Sure. Okay.
So if they throw the water, they might make sure the water does not go to the land. And I told you how to throw the water, as much as you can.
Okay.
So by throwing like that, the water is to fall within the water. It should not fall in it.
他说那个就是你们在那个水里边站着一起送接水也要注意，你们在那个时候那些接场的时候也要注意那个扔水的话一定不能扔到岸上去。如果扔水的话，你们发现那个扔水距离可以到达岸上，那是不可以的，必须保证水还是落在水里。
So, these are just the general lines. We have seen more details here. If you read Kanka Vidarani, this book and so forth, there are more details given there.
张老师只是大概介绍一下，如果大家以后读的话，可能会看到更多的细节。
It's also how if monks for example make together they go to the river and now with a boat, let's say, and there is a, and then they have another boat here. A group of one go this side. The moment they go posa, they appoint all Utoku keeper and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
See, all right, and do that. And then another group comes to that side also.
Mm-hmm.
And they want also to make posa.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because you will ask why so close by.
Mm-hmm.
Because you find difficult spots in the river which are easy for access.
Mm-hmm.
Other spots are very difficult to have access.
Mm-hmm.
As called, for example, to go down to the river is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But if monks find a very good spot,
mm-hmm.
which is open and they very easy to go down to the river and so forth, they might put the boat and the two boats actually came close by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they can go close by.
Mm-hmm.
So they make like that another boat. So then. And then, now, the distance between two boats should be, again, another Utoku keeper.
Okay.
Okay. So, and then if they throw from here, so they, Utoku keeper does not, as called, this is a gap.
Uh-huh.
This is a gap of Utoku keeper between them.
Okay. So basically the two, the distance between the two boats should be around three Utoku keeper. Around three.
You can tell him, it should be a gap of Utoku keeper between the boards.
Okay.
Now, if you want to count the three, it's actually three. One, two, three.
Yes, yes.
You count another way.
Okay.
But the main thing is, you tell him first what the gap should be.
Okay, okay. 他说那个，
嗯，这个确实伊库杜特也也讲了，比方说在那个在同一河流的话，那个很可能出现情况就是说那个两个水上这样靠很近，在同一河流大致同一个地点，同时有两波形成那个案例机场。他说这个情况出现是因为在河流里边可能就是找个适合案例机场的地方也不是很容易，所以说有个好地方的话，可能大家都在这个案例机场。那这样的话，这两个机场之间的距离，就是说界场和界场之间的距离，就是说这个界场和这个边界和这个界场边界之间的距离啊。还应该有一个透水锁机，也就是说这个船的这两个船之间就大概是三个透水锁机，那个三个透水锁机，至少是三个透水锁机，对，这样才可以。然后他这个在伊霍多托的第十一页，大家可以看到这个伊霍多托的不是第十二页，不好意思。This is on the contrary to the news, so I will ask.
Yeah,
this is actually the point. 第十二页的第三节大概。为了进行之一，在两个透水锁之处之间，应当保留另一个透水锁之处。说，
啊对，so this applies the same for other, for example, a house. In a house, it should be.Again, a gap of one Utoku keeper between the houses. Sima house, that's called. The water keeper, that's called. The same way with monks. There are one group of monks, that's called. This side, they should give a gap of one Utoku keeper between them.
他说那个不管是在船上，在房子上，或者说那个几个人站在水里边那种情况哈，如果出现这种情况，中间也应该保留一个透水锁机处的一个距离。
Okay, the other explanations you can read, no? Like, because now, whatever you don't understand, what Kankavitaran tells, you can ask. But I don't think there are many difficult points. It is just easy to understand now.
他说：“大家那深细节，大家可以自己看《伊霍多托》。如果大家看《伊霍多托》有什么看不懂的地方，那个也会可以再问长。”他说：“他觉得这些地方都没有什么难的，都很容易理解。”
说。But in the end it says that these monks who participate in this vinayakarma of throwing the emitters or making the uposatha, they should not go beyond the hatapasa. And they should be within the ekasima, the same sima together. That is one precondition、
嗯、
for the Vinayagama to be valid.、
嗯、所以大家看 I always show them the message in the Kakavitarani. Okay, the passage.
It says about Khatapasa.
Yes, yes. 大家看那个第十二页的那个第三个自然段，朱比库在七个阿邦塔罗界和透视所及书界，从所属地方上，你在规定范围之中，彼此处分离于身受所及处之外，即使他们所处的地方没有超过规定范围，其干嘛也是违法。也就是说，在这个举行整个干嘛过程中，即使你们是那个你们所有人都一直整个过程中一直处在这个戒场戒严之内，但如果说中间过程中有人那个两两之间距离超过了那个一个身受所及，那这干嘛也是违法的，就是这个意思。就是说有两个条件，一个是所有人都不能出界，再一个所有人都必须保持在这个一个身受所及之内，一个身受所及之内。对，完全没问题。
So then.Alright, now we have finished the explanation about simas. Okay, there is nothing more to explain about simas. So then, of course, if one wants to go deep into the matter, the other books, compendiums, who explain in very, very detailed way how to make the sima and some other irregular things, if this happens, the other happens, so forth, the other way around, it's called how to solve this problem, the other problem. These are actual explanations for experts, experts, Vinaya Acharyas. So we have to study these books and there are page and page of explanations. So for the time being, of course, we don't need to go to that detail. We just make the outline.For you, because you go too much, you will be lost information. So we just explain it as brief as possible.
他说：“虽然是这个问题，我们目前是用最简单的方式讲的。他说这个问题如果还想是关键场问题，如果还想深入的话，还有很多其他八戒书籍，那里边可能可以介绍，就是出现各种各样的非正常的情况，应该怎样处理。他说，但是这些东西呢，就是说可能是比较专业的，需要那个像身为律阿舍利的人才去研究这些书。但就以我们目前阶段，我们先不讲这些。”
We'll go to the next explanation which Kankavitarna gives about the monks who have the same offenses, sabhagapa.
嗯，下面要讲的是这个通分罪，就是我们那个我现在讲那个松懈那部分，松懈那部分，我们讲了其中的几个必要条件，其中一个是戒场，然后再一个条件就是没有违反通分罪，然后就是那个依后度脱里边的还是第十二页，下面。就是那个以及没有违反通分之罪。
Now for Vinayagama to be again valid, we must know that we have not valid, but it's called precondition. And precondition Vinayagama it is that there are no monks who have the same offense. If they want to participate in the Vinayagama, we have to make sure that monks participate have not the same offenses.
他说就是说这个。进行伽马之间的一个前提条件，就是说，参加这个伽马的比库，没有任何人犯有相同的罪的，也就是这个地方说通分罪。
So now here we must understand the, two points. One it is about the class of offense. We have seven classes of offenses in Minya.
这个地方。
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, seven classes of offense in Vinaya. Mm-hmm. But we have also the vattu, the subject of the offense, of the class of offense. Therefore, we have the apati, apati, we call apati nikaya, and you have the vattu, the subject of the particular offense. And I want to explain this, what the difference between these two are, and what means sabhagapati of the same offense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.他说：“这个地方我们需要那个理解两个要点，一个是那个犯的这个罪的轻重的等级。他说在那个戒律里边，犯的那个罪轻重等级分为七类，然后那个这罪哪七类，我们以后后面会解释。然后就是犯第二条就是你犯这个戒的具体的内容，也就是他那这里边翻译成是。所以然后就正好先下面会接着给大家解释。
So now the class of offenses are seven.”These are parajika offenses, sangha disesa offenses, number two, number three is tulachaya, Number four, it is Pachitya. Number five, it is Patidesaniya. And number six is Dukkata. And number seven is Dupasita.
然后那个最轻重的七个等级，即是这样的。最高是巴那个巴拉吉卡，然后下面三个地七沙，然后也就是僧残那个，第三个是那个粗罪，也就是图拉伽耶，然后第四个是巴吉迪亚，第五是悔过法，第六是恶作，第七是恶说。
So, and then we have the vatu. Vatu is the subject. Now, for example, the subject, if it is a monk has fallen into offense because of vikala bhojana, vikala bhojana, okay, that is belongs to the pachitya class of offenses. Okay, but in pachitya there are altogether 92 vatus, 92 subjects, 92 offenses. Okay, one class, but it is 92 different subjects. Vikala bhojana is one. Another it is storing up food is another. So, and then, for example, wanting to, killing an animal is another. Okay? And wanting to hit somebody is another one. Pachitya. Therefore, no, the subject, we have 29, 22 different subjects of this pachitya. They are called vatus.
21, 22.
22. 22 different offenses. Oh. 22 different, it's called pachitya. 22, no, excuse me, 92. 92.
Okay.
92 different offenses.
Okay.
They, all these four offenses belong to the same class of offenses called pachitya.
Okay.
So therefore, we have actually 92 vatus. In Pali it's called vatu. It is a subject of offense.
Okay.
So then you must understand that although vikala bhojana belongs to the pachitya, class of offense, but it has its own vatu, the subject. It's not the subject the same like killing an animal, killing an insect. Insect. So killing an insect is pachitya offense, but it's this vatu, the subject is different.
除了我们除了知道这个最轻重之外，我们还需要知道这个最内容。比方说非事实，我们知道它属于那个巴吉利亚。然后，但是在巴吉利亚里边，它巴吉利亚一共有92种，也就是说92种内容，92种事。那这里边还有其他，比方说处刑食物，比如说那个杀害动物，比方说打人，这些都属于巴吉利亚。那么你需要非事实这跟这个内容跟其他的其他这些巴吉利亚其他是不一样的。
So therefore, if we tell that the monks should be not sabhagapati. We mean here is called of the same subject. Not only of the same class of offense, but the same subject.
So we the same subject. Okay. 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 So
therefore, in Kanga Vajrani, we can find it is called Vattu Sabhaga. Vattu Sabhaga. It is, I don't know what the Pali word comes there.
Yes, it is here.
Vattu.
Okay.
It mentioned about Vattu.
So, you should look at the 第十二页最后一个三段，叫做那个如死的最适同分，称为同分。所以说，这个地方最适同分就是说是犯了第一那个同样等于同样内容的罪。
So, let's see if a monk has fallen into vikala bhojana, but another monk has fallen sannidhikara, storing up food. They are not the same offense. They are not sabhaga.
比方说，有一个传人犯了非事实，另一个传人犯了储存食物，他们俩都犯了巴西迪亚，但是他们俩并不是同分罪。
So, although both vikala bhojana and sannidhikara are the same pachitya class, but they are not sabhaga, they are not the same offense.
Yes, this I have explained.
Okay. So then, in this way, if they want to confess, a monk who has fallen into vikala bhojana and another monk who has fallen into sandhikaraka, if they confess, then they don't fall into offense another offense by confessing the same offense.
Mm-hmm.
Because their offenses are different vatu.
Mm-hmm.
So they can confess each other.
Mm-hmm.
But monks who have both have fallen to Vikala Bhojana,
mm-hmm.
so they can't purify each other because one monk is falling to Vikala Bhojana, another monk is Vikala Bhojana.
Mm-hmm.
So they both are impure, mm-hmm. impure the same vatu.
Mm-hmm.
They can't purify each other.
Mm-hmm.
They have to confess it with another monk who has not fallen to Vikala Bhojana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to purify themselves.
Mm. Mm. OK. 他是这样，比方说两个人那个，比方说这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这
没有饭桶的那种。But here we actually don't know. You feel, for example, here if you confess with each other, you don't ask which apathy do you have. So actually, what they do is they confess each other anyway, but then they confess the distant dukkha.
Yes, that is also, it is good to ask actually. Now many monks they are ashamed to tell, oh, I fall in Vikalabhojana. Did you also fall in Vikalabhojana? To ask like that, they are ashamed. So actually they should not be ashamed. Because according to this rule, we should ask. Okay, if we fall into offense, we must know, must tell what is the offense we have fallen. And then so that the other monk should check, did he also fall in the same offense or not? So that is a normal procedure. Practically, of course, there are also complications by doing like that. Let's see, okay, Vikalabhojana is a common thing, but there are other offense, for example, to be absent from Achon Drop. Okay. Now it's Nisangya Pachitya. This Pachitya, the same Pachitya offense, but it's Nisangya Pachitya. So, many monks, I don't know. If you ask him, I tell him, I was absent of my robe, I want to confess. Did you also be absent of your robe, That monk tells, I don't know, maybe not, I can't remember. So then, and he might tell you also, I was not absent, but actually he was absent. Therefore, how to verify? Therefore, from the practical point of view, it's difficult sometimes to find out whether the other monk has fallen in the same offense or not. Vikalabhojana can be all the same. Like you see, monks they eat, and the clock stopped. So they eat, continue eating. And you ask him, did you fall into Vikalabhojana? And he tells no. But after that, you come to know that actually he also fall into offense because the clock has stopped, he continue eating. Therefore, I'm telling you, from the practical point of view, sometimes difficult to find out whether actually that monk has fallen into offense with you or not. But there are other cases which are clear-cut. Clear-cut cases, I will explain. Then you have no doubt that the other monks have fallen into offense. I will explain. First, I will explain this one.
这里边是两个原因，可能一些是语录出现人的犯了罪以后的不好意思跟人说，两者我犯什么罪什么罪，他是这里边是两个原因，可能一些是语录出现人的犯了罪以后的不好意思跟人说，两者他就不说，所以他这里边可能是对上之后，然后面念一个忏悔，通分罪恶作，就表示你通分罪那个不能忏，但是你们忏，这个犯恶作，所以他们就得加一段忏通分罪恶作那个，他可能没学到，以后回家会学到，然后这是一个原因，但是这个原因实际上是不应该的，就是按理想来讲，你犯什么罪，你知道的话，应该跟对方说。这这这是一个原因，第二个原因呢，就是说，比如说离散一天而已，那但是这个原因实际上是不应该的，就是按理想来讲，你犯什么罪，你知道的话，应该跟对方说。这这是一个原因，第二个原因呢，就是说，比如说离散一天而已，那但是这个原因实际上是不应该的，就是按理想来讲，你犯什么罪，你知道的话，应该跟对方说。这这是一个原因，第二个原因呢，就是说，比如说离散一天而已，那但是这个原因实际上是不应该的，就是按理想来讲，你犯什么罪，你知道的话，应该跟对方说。这这是一个原因，第二个原因呢，就是说，比如说离散一天而已，那但是这个原因实际上是不应该的，就是按理想来讲，你犯什么罪，你知道的话，应该跟对方说。这这是一个原因，第二个原因呢，就是说，比如说离散一天而已，那但是这个原因实际上是不应该的，就是按理想来讲，你犯什么罪，你知道的话，应该跟对方 道自己犯的同门罪，然后对唱，那这个时候你们要加一段忏同门罪的动作，因为你们这个忏悔本身是犯戒的，所以要再加上忏这样一段。而非事实也是一样，非事实因为有的时候那个表可能会换，所以说有些人他可能
那犯同跟这恶作加了这段，他们本来就自己不知道是犯同门的，再恶作了，恶作就恶作，就唱了就结束了。
啊，对。
就无所谓了。
恶作对，唱就结束了。
因为没有人去纠结再纠结这个问题。
不是这个是这个在律藏里面有个那种犯聪明字的话，就是那个他也犯恶作，然后犯恶作就给以这种方式忏悔就行了。
对，
没看懂意思，就说我问他有没有离散依，他说他忘记了，但是我跟他忏了这个，后面加了一句忏同分罪恶作。
那就可以了。
就可以了。其实他后面他如果他想起来，哎，我是离散依了怎么办？
那是不是他是你听我说，他是这样的。如果你在没有加能之前，你在没有加能之前，你们俩只是唱了一个，你只是唱了一个东西，你只是唱了就是你离三一六岁。但是你加了那个之后，你等于说你唱两岁，你唱了自己。对，
我感觉最后面就是两人同时唱
的嘛。对，两人同时。对，但是两个人念的不一样，就是他是一对一问一答的形式。对。
那刚才那个长老的意思是不是说，即使是同分罪？然后我忏了以后也是可以清净的，只是又犯了一个恶作，是这样
的。
对对，那我如果就是说比较好的做法是忏之前我先跟对方说我犯了什么罪，他一听到自己没犯之罪再忏，然后就不需要说那个最后那个。
我问 So he's asking, is it better to say clearly what offense that you havefallen into to the other monk before doing this apparition, is it better to see clearly which offense that you have fallen into? Is it better to do like that?
You can tell, but you see, sometimes the other monk, you can't know whether he has fallen into other offense or not, because young monks, sometimes because they feel ashamed, they will tell no.Just to evade, it's called, because of habit. Now, lay people also, like you see, if they want to hide something, will tell, no, actually, musawada.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a habit to tell like that,
mm-hmm.
because of shame. Sometimes because of not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, newly ordained monks, for example, mm-hmm. they're not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it offense, is it not offense? They will tell, no,
mm-hmm.
I do not fall into offense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then, I'm telling you from the practical point of view,
mm-hmm.
it is difficult to find out whether the other monk fall into the same offense or not.
Uh-huh.
Difficult in the sense that you can't rely
uh-huh.
on the formation.Sometimes he also misconceived the idea that he has not fallen into offense, but one day later he comes and says, yes, Bande, I fall also into offense. So I found out that I also fall into the same offense. Therefore now, it's called, seeing from this point of view, I want to tell you what is the clear-cut way to know that for sure both monks have fallen into offense.
Uh-huh.
I want to explain this.
Uh-huh.
So you can tell him this
and...他说你自己可以这样说，没有问题，这样做挺好，但是有一点，你即使这样做了之后，你还是不能确定对方那个他是犯同分罪。他有三个原因，第一，那个刚刚说吹羞耻，他可能就不说实话，明明犯和他说不了，他不说，然后这是一种，再有一种，他就是刚刚说的我忘了，再有一种呢，他虽然学习，他根本或者说他根本也没学习，或者他戒律也没学好，他根本就不懂怎么犯戒，什么不犯戒。这种是有可能的，所以说你可以告诉他的人，但是他告诉你的到底是不是真的，这个你打个问号。
最
保险
的，他们加一个大
奖
的，
最多
有恶作。
嗯，
没听。Okay, so then, now the most clear the way it is when you know you have seen that monk that he actually has fallen into offense,
mm-hmm.
and you have proof,
mm-hmm.
evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So then only you are, as called, you actually tell that I fall into offense, I see you also fall into offense, therefore we can confess together.
Oh, okay.
So otherwise it's difficult to find out, to have a proof. You can't rely. Except if it is very close friend to you, very close friend to you, and you can talk to him and he immediately, you can rely on him, that his words, you can take his words for granted.
Sure.
But, because I told you case, for example, like being absent from the rope, no? Now, okay, Vikala Bhojan sometimes, okay, maybe, it is somehow you can defy because you are eating together with him. We have seen him.
Yes,
okay. Or you might, other monks told you. But to be absent from the rope, you don't know. It is dark. Some monks, they don't know that they are absent from the rope. They already fall in the Sakya Pachiti. If you ask him, did you fall in the Sakya Pachiti, he will tell you, no. He will tell you, no, I didn't fall. But,Later, after one day, they will tell, yes, Bande, I fall in love. So therefore now, how you can rely on the words of other monks? This is just an example. But there are other offenses which monks do not actually are not aware, they fall into it. They are not falling. Only after you ask them, 1 day later, 2 days later, what happened? Yes, I fall into offense. So they, how it is reliable just to interrogate the other man and find whether it is falling into offense or not. It is not a very reliable method. Except if it is your friend, or as called, you have seen him fall into offense, or other monks told you like that, you have some proof, some evidence. That is the clearest way. So, and I tell you why many monks now, they don't ask, they just confess. As called. And in the end they put dukkata, as called, the dukkata, desanance, or what, just in case. In case they fall into offense, the dukkata of this. I will explain this, because it will be complicated.
Okay. 他说是这样，他说但比方说这个情况，你比方说你犯了非事事，然后你亲眼看见这个人，他也犯了非事事，那这个情况下你就不要去找这个，就是不要去犯那个罪，然后或者说你有其他什么其他证，你犯一条罪，你有明确证据，看那个人他也可以犯了一样罪，那这个情况下你就不要去找地产，或者说这个人是非常好的朋友，你去问他是啥事，我自己清不清楚是犯了什么罪，他都告诉你。这种情况也可以，但是有个别情况里面，朋友又不是特别可信。比方说离散一这种事他自己他可能会忘掉，所以说对，谢谢。OK。
So then, so if you know only for sure, you can actually avoid. So then, therefore now here this example, if the whole monks in the monastery, they fall into offense, they know it.So then they can't confess each other. In that case, what they have to do, they have to send one monk to the nearest monastery. Find a monk there who has not fallen to the same offense, like Vikalabhojana, and make a confession, become pure, and then only come back to his own monastery. And then the other monks can confess under him and get purified. But each other can't confess.
I will show them the passage in the
You can show the place.
So 大家可以看那个以后都说第十二页最后那段。然后他这里举了个例子，就是那个假如有犯了通假如有犯了通分罪，那些比库们应该尽快的派遣一位比库到临近的寺院说，先生你去忏悔该罪，回来以后我们再向你忏悔该罪。如果也能够这样做，这是善良的好的。如果假如无法获得这样忏悔的人，应是聪明先生的比丘来。尊者们从四三圣母说：“此僧的一切比丘犯了通分罪。假如见到下三千无罪的比丘时，我们将忏悔该罪。”说了之后，应当举行无波萨塔。OK，they have read that.
So and then.If they can succeed to get purified like that, okay. If they can't succeed, the commander tells, then, but these passages come from the Mahavagapa. Alright.
那个张老刚刚说，就是说他那个，就比方说你没法看见一个那个这样的比丘到临近寺院，可能就根本就没有临近寺院。那这种情况，他说这段其实也不是一户独特，在那个大厅里边就有，一户独特只是引用了一下而已。
那个，如果在这种情况下举行乌波萨他，当那个诵戒，然后念到那一段，就是问大家是否清净，问三次的时候，是不是大家应该说不行？
也不是，
你刚才说。So he's asking that. So for example, because here it is telling that if you cannot send the bhikkhu to a nearby monastery, you should say this. Doing this nyati.You should tell that if we see any other pure bhikkhus, we should confess that offense with that wish. But for example, if all the monks have fallen into the offense and that is pachiti, so then after finishing chanting this pachiti section, there's a question. Something like that. So then, why should these monks answer in that case?
Yes, because they already made an agreement, no? An agreement before the recitation of the Patimokkha, especially on that Sabhaga Pati, the same offense, So they will have to postpone the purification up to the time they can see another monk who is pure, find another monk, maybe tomorrow, after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, then they can purify themselves. It is postponement of the purification.
Uh-huh.
They made an agreement, therefore now, if the other monk asks,
uh-huh.
the answer it is, yes, we understand, we fall into offense, but because you can't purify now, we make that agreement that we'll do it tomorrow, after tomorrow, as soon as we find another monk
mm-hmm.
who is pure.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Buddha allowed in Mahamagapali,
uh-huh.
and the Buddha told that in that case, obstruction for the Patimokkha should not be made. They should not tell, we can't find a pure monk, we should not recite the whole Patimokkha.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Sabhagapati, they should not recite the whole Patimokkha.
Mm-hmm.
The Buddha told, you should not do like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you can't find another monk,
mm-hmm.
I was called, okay, make this agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And I was called, while the Patimokkha is recited,
mm-hmm.
I was called, the other monk asks you whether you're pure or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, we make that agreement,
mm-hmm.
we are not pure.
Mm-hmm.
We are not pure, but you make that agreement, as soon as we find another monk,
mm-hmm.
which pure will confess and become pure.
他说在出现这种情况下，就当然那个时候你那个按照佛的大品里面说法，你不应该中断那个松懈，就是松懈还应该照常举行。但是到了那个地方，到了你说那个节点的时候，他会问你那个你对上面这些你是否清净？那时候这个时候你应该回答，我们都已经知道，我们在这条线上是不清净的。要说上我们在这条线不清净，但是我们已经共同同意那个。将这里说一下，那个假如见到其他清净无罪，比如说我们家忏悔戒，我把这话再重复一遍。对，
所以也是这是 Mahavagapa， you know Mahavaga， this information can be found there， but it quotes only part of it， because in the whole passage itself。What is this? Natveva tena karanena patimokam patibahitama. One should not prevent the recitation of the patimokka because of this, of this matter. Because of one offense, they should not obstruct the whole patimokka. They should not do that. So after once they make the agreement, therefore they have to give a promise. Promise that you are going to do to purify yourself as soon as we see the monk. So this section about not to prevent the, not to obstruct the Patimokkha recitation is not mentioned in this Kakavidara. The whole passage is not there.
Yes, but
Mahavagapali it comes.
The whole passage is not there, but it says the, if you have this Sabhagapati, but you, because of this, you didn't do the Vukosat, then all will fall into offense. In the Kakavidara it says.
It says,
yes.
Example,
I'll show you.
What is that? Vukosat Katapa. Sache paneta kochitan samagana. What is this? This agreement. Tatatana pati parikarise. They will.
Dukkata. Where is it? Dukkata pati? Dukkata means. Somebody with an offense and. Dukkata apajanti, okay. Sache sabho sango sabhaga pati sati udhimaskatva akaroti. Apatin apajati.
Apatin apajati.
Yes, yes. Apatin apajati.
Sache sabho sango sabhati a sati udhavini akatva aposat nukaroti.
Hmm.
This is something different.
But it's different.
Because they should not... it is not about apati. The Buddha tells us, called, you should not make obstruction
mm-hmm.
of the Patimokkha because of this sabhaga apati.
Uh-huh.
After you have to make the agreement, and then you have to recite the Patimokkha. This is what I'm telling you. That passage is missing. If they don't recite the Patimokkha, of course, that day it is a different offense. Different regulation that the Buddha put down.
Okay.
Anyway.
I will tell them.所以长老说，比方说你们刚才如果说犯了同门罪，然后没有做刚才没有像刚才说那方式，然后那进那个进找人忏罪，或者说这个进行宣告，然后就不做无波萨法号，那是算他一切比孤独犯罪，然后这个地方也已经说了，就是你们尽管有同门罪，但是你要么去派人忏罪，要么去那个就是
在不在 无法找人插队的情况下做那样一个宣告。但是如果说你们是什么那个，但是如你们这两件事都不做，然后那个又不做不萨他的话，那所有比库都犯罪。
They should make the opposite. They should not make the opposite, but they have to keep the promise.
Okay.
If they keep a promise that as soon as after we finish, if we see another monk who is pure, that's called, they have to keep the promise to purify themselves.
Okay.
That is all right. In the same way, if they are in doubt, vematika, about an offense, did we fall in Vikala Bhojan? Did we not fall in Vikala? It was 12 o'clock, we passed this road, it was noon. So measuring the shadow, maybe doubts. So and then monks now, how to do? They should stop making a whole opposite. The Buddha said no. Okay, you make an agreement again. Make an agreement so that we are now in doubt. But as soon as we get out of this doubt, so we'll find another monk and confess. So then by making this agreement, you make the opposite. You make a Risati Padimokkha. Finish it. After you finish, you try to find out whether it was real offense you have fallen or not real.
Mm-hmm.
We can make the decision later.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, because you are now can't make decisions, but you should not stop making positive recitation, the Buddha said.
比方说那大片里面其实佛坛说，比方说在诵戒过程中，有人突然产生怀疑，我们现在这件事是不是都已经犯他们罪了？那这个时候僧团根本没办法做出决定，因为正在诵戒嘛。所以说在这个时候，大家应该做一个宣告，那个就是说我们这个地方我们有怀疑，我们是不是犯他们罪？但是说那个说我们会那个不那个我们会这个事情查清楚，啊查清楚之后我们会如果真犯了罪，我们要查清楚做这样的宣告之后，这个诵戒还应该继续。
前面说第二个就是说，以后碰到清净的比库，我们向他忏罪。
对，
这个忏罪是谁去忏？就他不
忏，
不是是只有一个，就是说，就是一个比较阶拉高的比库说这句话以后，大家就统一默认同意的。
不是，这个他之前说过是这样，你和那个去另一个寺院是一样的。你比方说有一个遇到清净比库，你先派一个人和他忏，你一个人和他忏，然后你变清净了，你变清净之后，你清净之后，你再可以你可以。
我说是第二种。
第二种情况是一样的。
第二种情况，这个人。就说他真的会去吗？谁去见他？没人见他，大家就散伙了，大家都不管这件事了，这犯不犯罪啊？
不能散伙，就是说你就是你那个人回来之后，所有人都调查是那个是忏罪，你明白我的意思吗？你的问题
就是说我决议以后肯定是这个人，我们也一定要两三天以后我就找他去忏就可以了。
自由忏？
你的意思是时间限制是吧？有没有时间限制？
他是说一个人自己不忏，还是所有人都集合在一起？
我不这个意思。我的意思是说，大家都决议好了，就我们现在没有人去派，旁边没有寺院，我不派人去，但是我们决议以后碰到人会忏的。
不是旁边有寺院，而是说那个碰不到人的情况，你才可以说我们就
对没有，就像我们这样，旁边没有寺院，碰不到人的情况下说第二种谁去监督啊？没人监督。
因为在下人
监督，
但是之前必须
这样。你这个东西是没有人监督，但是应该是所有人，你们做这个决定，你们每个人都做这个决定，
对
不
对？
那你们每个人都有这个义务。比方说你看到有一个外面有和尚来，那你一个问题是你这个罪是不是清净？
对，如果这些人就好比我们这种都是比较年轻，大家都说好就忘记了，都不管这件事，后没有一个人去忏这个，后面是不犯这犯罪吗？大家就混过去，就只不过在那个我沙他就当时说了这句话而已
啊，
是不是有这个罪呢？是不是有这个罪？
我当然是有罪，我问他，so he is asking that so after making that agreement but no monks practice that, so who is to supervise this practice of this agreement, and if all the monksrefuse to practice that, then what kind of offense do they fall into?
Yes, like you say, supervision has to be done by the abbot.
Abbot.
Because now the monk who puts the nyati, you know, the disagreement,
mm-hmm.
that the monk who puts the nyati,
mm-hmm.
for example, Sonato and Bandi Sangho, because he has to tell now that we have fallen into this offense,
mm-hmm.
Because now it is an obstacle for the Patimokkha Posada to do it now,
mm-hmm.
we'll find another monk.
Mm-hmm.
That is a kind of agreement.
Mm-hmm.
All monks should tell if they object it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if they all agree and so forth,
mm-hmm.
Then after they finish the Patimokkha, one monk has to be dispatched to find maybe it's called to go to another monastery. To another monastery. As the Buddha tells him, before the Patimokkha, if there is still time, that same time before the Patimokkha starts, in the morning for example, they can send another monk. But if the monastery is too far, they know he is not going to come the same day. There is no way for us to achieve today to purify ourselves. So therefore they have to postpone. And they have to make the agreement, okay, after we finish the Patimokkha, we'll send tomorrow, after tomorrow, so that that monk can go to another monastery and purify himself. Therefore, this is a promise they should keep. Otherwise, if they don't purify themselves, and so forth, they can't. They fall into more offenses, because there is another rule also, the Patimokkha is called Pachitya number 56. Okay, it says, Anadare Pachitya. Another out of disrespect, disregard, it is another, fall under another pachitya offense.
Okay. 他说是这样，他说这个这件事首先应该是那个住持来监督，这个僧人住持来监督，而且是这样，就是比方说，你刚那个情况是说，刚那个情况为什么会出现呢？就是说实际上你附近是没有寺院，
对，
你附近没有寺院，但是不管怎么说，就很远地方可能很有寺院了。但是你比方说你送戒之前你知道这个事儿，但是你那个时候如果你派摄那个人去很远的寺院回来的话，那送戒日可能已经结束了，因为这个原因，所以我们当时不能派人，对吧？但是你送戒之后你是有足够时间，所以送戒之后你应该立刻派一个人那个去，
就是主持肯定会叫一个人去的，
对，应该
肯定会叫一个人。
这是你问题的第一点，就是那个你们因为你们都同意了，所以你们所有人都有责任，一定要叫派这么个人去，这是第一点。第二点，假如你们不派那个人那个去的话会怎么样？那么根据巴提迪亚第五世的条，就是你们这是你们的戒律不恭敬，你们刚才明明说了，就是说我这个那个要派人，那个我们有机会要找人上去，然后你们不找人上去，这是对戒律不恭敬，犯巴提迪亚第五世的条，所有人犯这个戒律。
所有人可以对称吗？不能对称，因为所有人
当然不能对称，通分又犯恶作。
那还是要出去找一位清净女。
那对，所以说你就对，所以一直会犯罪，这样。
没关系。
So he is asking that if these monks know that they have fallen into a sabagapati, but they are too lazy to purify themselves by sending a monk to another monastery, but they just confess each other with the Desana formula, and then they say Desana dukkata apatin apajin, something like that, and to purify this apati, dukkata apati.
Yes, it's again according to this pachitya offense, anadare pachitya. Again, they fall into a pachitya offense. If they deliberately do like that, they fall into the anadare pachitya, another pachitya offense. Because of disregard, of disrespect for the rule. Because the Buddha told you should not do like that. But in despite of that, they do it. So that is why the another rule in the fierce pachitya number 56. Out of disregard, they fall into pachitya offense.
So in that case, as long as they don't send another monk to another monastery, they can never purify themselves, whatever they chant.
Yes, like it is, like you can't purify dirt with dirt. This okay. is a simile.
Okay.
If you want to clean the toilet, you don't put more dirt in order to clean the toilet to remove that dirt from the toilet.
Okay.
You have to wash, it's called to take clean water. Clean water in order to clean it.
Okay. 他说你因为你如果故意那样做的话，还是犯那个第五十条，就是你明明知道那个，就是说你们有条件，然后你们明明那样做，还是继续犯那个第五十条。所以说，就是说这种情况，如果你不派人送的话，就是你再怎么忏，不管你念什么，一直都会犯那个第五十条。万一在第五十条，他说他给你打了个比方，就是说，比方用灰尘不能清洗灰尘一样，你必须用清水清洗灰尘，用灰尘清洗不了灰尘。
喝多了不清洗，
就偷两壶凉。
啊，
五十个人其中一个肯定要出去。
对，
不能偷懒呀。
对对对，
他要办法偷懒呀。
对，就你不管你怎么偷懒，最后肯定会犯那一条。
还是要出去一个。
对。
You know about the Pachitya number 56.
Yes. Another area.
You told.
Yes.
That is why the rule is yes. But there are also cases, for example, if they don't do it deliberately. The commentary also, Kankavacharya explains about that case.
Okay, but if they don't do deliberately, they can do like that.
We'll explain this case. Okay. Now, if you want to ask him another question.
Okay.
Just a moment. I want to explain this, how it is done.
Okay.
They don't do it deliberately.
Okay.
Because I think he's going to ask a question.
Okay. You have a question.
就是说那个这种就是暂时搁置同分罪的这种做法，是只适用于那个乌波萨他呢，还是说也适用于其他的维达伽玛，比如说出罪？
He's asking that this kind of a temporary agreement is only applicable for this opposite gamma, or is also applicable to other Vinaya gammas. So, for example,
it can be applicable for other Vinaya gammas.
All kinds of Vinaya gammas.
Of course, not all, but most. For example, if we make the Upasamata Vinaya gamma, Upasamata Vinaya gamma. So, we should make sure that all monks are pure before going in. Because that is already planned before that, no? And now, as called in the opposite day, of course, is difficult because you can't change the day. The date is difficult to change. So if something like that happened, finish. There is no chance to change the date. Okay, today we don't make opposite, we'll do tomorrow, after tomorrow. There is no chance. So, but for other Vinaya Kamas, there is a possibility, okay, we don't do opposite Vinaya today, Upasamata Vinaya today, because you are impure. You can postpone it for the next day and like that. So that is why actually the opposite day it is the most difficult day. But for other days, of course, now they can postpone it. And then monks who participate in Upasamata Vinaya Gamma, they actually should be pure. They can make it to make it pure. They are not in a hurry to finish like opposite day. Therefore, now they can make it much easier. They don't want to run to other monasteries like that. They still have time to postpone it. But it is on the opposite day, there is no time. If they discover on the same opposite day, so that it can happen sometime. So there is no time to postpone the opposite day for the next day. Like that. They have to do the opposite on the same day. So that is how they tell, the Buddha tell, okay, because today it is 50 on the 15th. You can't make the opposite on the 16th, this no way. So therefore, this sabhaga but should not be obstruction. You make an agreement that you are going to do it later, and then you can postpone it. But for other Vinaya Gamma, you don't need to postpone it because it is not urgent. Imagine, okay, Parivasa, for example, Apana, you make Apana. Alright? So then you can postpone going to do Apana today, you can tomorrow, after tomorrow, you can do still do it. This is the difference.
他说是这样的，他说你乌萨乌萨是有这个干嘛是比较特殊，因为你只能在规定日期做，你只能在规定日期做，所以那个所以说你如果说在规定日期你不能做那个事儿，然后他不能回来的话，那个他就是个问题，所以这个时候呢，可以就是说你可以在暂时大家做什么一个统一，然后这样做，但比方说其他的干嘛，比方说出罪，比方说达胜，这个时间这个日期是你可以随便延迟的，所以这个时候你就有义务就是保证去的所有人都是清净。
比如说，我派一个人去那个，就忏罪，就是忏悔门的话，就是说忏的时候，必须是当天是菩萨的日吗？
不是，不是。
随便，只要是，比如说今天是菩萨的日，我明天去某寺院忏。
是，但是那你应该尽快，只要尽快就行了。Okay, so but you continue explaining
so, that. What is time? I can't see the clock.
9:40.
9:40. Then we continue tomorrow then.
Okay.
About how if monks do not do it deliberately, how they can purify themselves.
Maya tatam punyam samina numotikapa Sādhu kataṁ puṇyam mahaṁ dātabhaṁ Sādhu sādhu namodāmi Okāsatāna tēne kataṁ sabhaṁ rachayaṁ kāhatu bhīvanti Sādhu kāhatu bhīvanti
Shubhyotara nidukho nibbāna pachyaya
Me, this is just...